step two of our goal accomplishing process is beginning with the end in mind. What you need to do is determine what is your end goal, or what I like to call my end game. You need to determine that end game, and we're going to work backwards from there, okay? So what you do is, in all areas of your life, establish where you want to be in 6 months. Establish where you want to be in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, okay? You need to establish those levels of quality of life and fulfillment and accomplishments, and then you need to work backwards and establish milestones so that you know exactly how you're going to get there. How are you going to get those things? How are you going to have that house? How are you going to have a six-figure or seven-figure income? How are you going to get that job? How are you going to have the education or the family or the characteristics or the skill set? Okay? And you're going to work backwards and establish a daily practice. Remember, use the tools that we talked about earlier about really determining the core of what it is that you want. Details. How does it make you feel? What does it inspire in you? What are your actual priorities? And what do you truly want? Many of you probably have already done this, and if you haven't, you must do this. It is imperative to reaching your goals. You need to write this down. You can safely assume that with as much detail as is going to be required to determine all these things that you want in all those different time frames from where you are now, you're going to need to write down in detail all your goals in all aspects of your life to the point where you're intimately familiar with every single detail of that goal and what it is that you're going to bring into your life, because that is key. If you don't write these things down in detail and read them every day, you run a severe risk of never accomplishing any of them. We're going to talk more about daily practices, but part of your daily practice should be reading your goals every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, morning and night, so that you train yourself over and over again to be looking for opportunities and a chance to make that goal happen for you. What can you do today to make you one step or one inch closer to reaching that goal that's 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road from now? So take that end game that we talked about, whatever the time frame is, let's say it's an annual goal, okay, 1 year. You're then going to establish these milestones. You're going to establish the end goal at the end of the year, monthly milestones, okay, so every 4 weeks or every 30 days, a weekly goal, and then that's going to break down into your daily practice. What do you need to do on a daily basis every single day to hit your weekly goal, which will then add up and hit your monthly goal, which will then add up and eventually get you to the end game? I used to do this all the time when I was in sales and when I ran an entire sales team. What I would do is I would say, let's use $10,000 for an example, okay? Let's set a goal for $10,000 in gross sales this month from our team. And then what we were going to do, we're going to divide backwards into weekly goals. So that sets it at about $2,500. And then divide that back again into $500 per business day. Then what I would do, just as a safeguard to make sure that I didn't get complacent and that I always hit my goal, is I would set the bar for my daily practice above that of what was required to reach my goal. So instead of setting the goal at just $500 per business day, if I don't hit that, I'll fall short of my end goal inevitably down the road if I just have one off day. So you got to account for that, because you're going to be using the law of averages to establish a daily average. You might not get $500 every day. I might sell 200, and then the next day I might sell 1,000, right? So what you're looking for is the average. So what I would do is I would set my daily goal higher than the average that was needed. So it's at a $500 per day. I would set the goal for 750 or 800 or sometimes a hefty goal of 1,000, just to make sure that I transcended my own expectations of myself and hit my daily goal every single time. Then guess what? As long as you do that daily practice, as long as you hold yourself accountable to that goal and you accomplish that simple daily goal, you're in business. You inevitably are going to hit your end goal. It is only a matter of time. So all you have to do is the daily practice, and bam, it's there. You've accomplished your goal in that designated time frame, and you've had the satisfaction of knowing that you've met your daily goal, your weekly goal, your monthly goal, and eventually your annual goal. So you've had a system that has produced results and a sense of reward every single time you accomplish one of your smaller milestone goals. And it keeps you motivated, and it keeps you driving towards that end goal until it's eventually accomplished, and then you have it. So just to review, begin with the end in mind, determine what your end goal is, then you're going to divide backwards using the law of averages to establish milestones. You're then going to set daily practices to accomplish all those different milestones. Make sure that the daily practice is set at the caliber that's required or transcends the caliber that's required to reach those goals. And then the only thing that you have to do after this is hold yourself accountable to the daily practice. That's simple. Just get up. Okay, here we go. Daily practice. Bam. Monday. Bam. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. It's done. If you can do that, then we're moving on to step 3.